WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into another episode. It's part two with the Ohio Department of Transportation District 11. With me again is Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell and Construction Manager Jared Geog. Now, last week, we went over the different projects happening in Tuscarawas County, and we're going to continue today by touching on planned work in neighboring counties, and we're going to get started off with Carroll. So, Jared, anything major planned or happening over there?
The bridge job on State Route 542, it's currently under construction right now. It is a 70-day closure, and it is a complete rehab of the entire structure. So that's the substructure and the superstructure all in one.
We'll jump to Harrison County now, and 11 projects coming for Harrison County. Tell me a brief overview of what we're going to be seeing over there, Lauren.
This year in Harrison County, we have 11 total projects, and that's $4.9 million. We've got two slide repairs, six pavement projects, and three safety projects.
Yeah, so the major projects in Harrison County this year would entail the paving or resurfacing of US 22 around the Caddis area, and also the paving of US 250 and State Route 9 through Caddis.
Moving on to our last county that we're going to be covering here, and that would be Holmes County for the projects. What are we going to be seeing over there?
Holmes County, this year we've got eight total projects at $8.4 million. That is two slide repairs, one pavement project, four bridge and culvert projects, and one safety project.
One of the biggest things in Holmes County, we got a lot of culvert replacement projects this year. I believe most of those are closures. We do have one on State Route 83 just north of Millersburg that will be signalized. Probably cause some congestion and some backup, so we encourage motorists to avoid that area. State Route 514, we are also doing a paving project along State Route 514 all through the entire length of Holmes County.
And then, Lauren, we'll turn it back over to you real quick. For all of these projects, not only the ones that we've talked about, but also the other counties District 11 handles, and really across the state of Ohio and any other state, if folks are traveling, safety, top priority when going somewhere, and really just making sure that you're paying attention.
Absolutely. The joke is that it's orange barrel season. Mm-hmm. They're popping up everywhere just as the spring flowers are. And, it's a great time for us to remind folks to pay attention. And this is something that we can't share enough. Those folks are out there to improve the roadways, to make them safer for you. You know, we're constantly improving our system to make it better. And folks need to keep in mind that the employees that are out there working all have family to go home to at the end of the day. It's so important and imperative that you pay attention. A lot of times we'll hear, there were no signs, I didn't see anything. There are signs. We always have signs, whether it's our maintenance crews or our construction projects. There's signs. They're there. You missed them. Pay attention, and you won't miss them. But please, if you come upon one of our projects, slow down, move over. It's the law. It mm-hmm. truly is. We're a very rural district. We only have a couple of interstates and interstate lookalikes, and you do have the opportunity to move over there. But on our rural routes, not so much. We might be flagging and down to one lane, and you need to slow down and take your time. We understand it's inconvenient. It might slow you down. You might be running late somewhere. It's not worth risking anybody's life. And you're not only putting other people's lives at risk, you're putting yourself at risk too. And that's really important. We want everybody to be safe, from drivers to our employees that are working out there on the projects.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure you've been out there, Jared, out in the thick of things, we'll say, when traffic goes by. And personally, to me, I think that would be kind of scary to see a truck or something go by you.
Absolutely. It's very scary. We always are told to just keep our head on a swivel, always watch what everybody's doing, never let our guard down. So, yeah, we just ask that everybody slows down, moves over, and gives us room, and we can get the job done and get out of the way.
All right. Anything else?
One of the many questions we get is how do I find out about this information, right? I didn't see anything about it. We use a lot of different outlets to share this information. Every Thursday afternoon, we send out a weekly traffic report for all seven of our counties, but they're broken down by county, so you don't have to receive all counties. If you head to transportation.ohio.gov, scroll down to the bottom there, and there's a box at the bottom that you can put your email in, and you can customize it, what emails you want to get and everything from ODOT. But like I said, we send those out weekly, and there's a link included there there that you can find out the exact location and more information about what that project is and what it entails. We're also on Facebook, ODOT Eastern Ohio, Twitter, same thing. And we're also on Instagram. And then, of course, we have an app that you can download for Android or Apple devices. That's OGO, OHGO.com. And that has the whole state project. So if you're headed to Columbus or you're headed south for vacation or whatever, you can jump on there and you can see what projects to expect along the way and what delays or maybe what closures. They're all on there if you want to check out that information.
Okay, great. And of course, I know and utilize it often in my job that it's up to date in mm-hmm. terms of crashes as well and any projects that might be upcoming.
Yep, absolutely. So we have the great tool is that we've got that upcoming work, current work, and then if there's anything going on with a crash or anything like that or emergency closures, they're all on there. It's up to them. We have a traffic management center in Columbus that manages this 24/7. They're always on the clock and they're always updating this information so that the most accurate information is on there. With ODOT, we're responsible for the state's interstate, state, and U.S. routes. A lot of times, somebody will call us about a township road or a county road. We do not maintain those. Those are actually, you need to call your respective township or your county engineer's office. Of course, we do have local projects that we will do out on those county roads to help out with those. But for the most part, we're out on those main routes.
Well, unfortunately, that's going to be all of our time for this episode. Once again, ODOT Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell and Construction Manager here in District 11, Jared Geog, just going over some of the different projects that's planned for the 2021 construction season. As always, these podcasts can be found over at WTUZ.com. And for all your construction details, be sure to head over to District 11's website or visit OGO.com with your weekly episode. I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.